Okay, so go ahead and lie on your backs. Let's see, today is what, the 3rd, I think, is that right? 4th, sorry about that. The 4th of September, 2019, lesson number 69, continuation, adding more rotation with extension while on the stomach. So begin as we always do, lying on your backs, taking a moment to observe the contact that you're making with the floor, bringing attention and awareness to those shoulder blades, to your buttocks, cheeks. Bring into your awareness those 4 dots, 4 points, creating your rectangle, right? And so what houses inside the rectangle is your spine. And that's where the extension, the rotation, all stems from. So really drawing attention to how your trunk, which I've said before, is really kind of your powerhouse. It's your center place to move and function from. And it allows the legs, the arms, the rest of you to move more freely. So just observing, how is that area for you? How is your spine today? Bringing some attention and awareness to your breath and your breathing. Slowly roll your head to the right and left, sensing the quality of rolling your head today. Excellent. Okay, so go ahead and roll over onto your stomach now. And you're going to actually interlace your hands behind your head, just like we did last week. So the back of your head, remember this is not your neck, it's your head, okay? And one of the first things we drew attention to is your feet. So this is a great way, right, Anne, to work on your feet, which is connected to the extensors in your lower back. So as much as possible, allowing the top of the feet to open up, right? And this can be quite uncomfortable for some people that are very inflexible in their feet. It means you haven't been walking through your feet. It means you've been lifting your knees to walk. So just in this position, it gives you an opportunity to open up those ankles, okay? So as that's occurring, we're going to focus on the right elbow, the right arm, and you're going to start to lift the right elbow and the right arm, which brings more weight onto the left. So you're going to let your head and face roll to the right as if your eyes are following that right elbow. And then the left armpit has to open up a little bit, right? Kind of flattens out, and your left elbow moves up on the floor. Right, it slides on the floor. So, and opposite, left, right elbow lifts, left elbow slides. So, right elbow lifts, get your right from your left correct. That's it. Turn your face to the right to look at the right elbow. That's it. And then the left elbow will slide on the floor. It does not lift, but it kind of slides out to the side. It gives you permission to look at your right elbow as your right elbow goes to the ceiling. So figure it out. I've given you enough information. So you roll your head, right? Your hands stay glued to your head. So as your head rolls, right, that left elbow has to shift out, the right lifts, and you eventually want to bring that right elbow towards the ceiling. So you're creating this upper spinal rotation right in between your shoulder blades. Nice. Come back to the center. And we'll pause. So we're going to do the same thing. Just think about it for a minute, pausing, with the left side. So it means as the left elbow goes towards the ceiling, your face, your eyes follow that movement because your hands are glued to the back of your head. Change the interlacing first of the hands. So move over the fingers by one. It feels a little different. And then the right elbow slides out, right? And how is the rotation with this left side? So you lift the left elbow, your face and eyes follow. You're creating an upper spinal rotation. And then can you allow your legs and your feet, right, to just be hanging out? There's no tension, there's no clenching, no clenching in your jaw, no holding your breath. So where else do you maybe recruit effort that's unnecessary? Yeah, so just first step is becoming aware. Oh, I'm recruiting effort in this area that is unnecessary. It's not what Karen's asked me to do. And in your awareness, you can let it go, right? Okay, nice. Okay, and let's roll over onto your back and rest. I look funny, I'm fidgeting with my top here. And rest on your back. So one of the other things as we continue to go back and forth is sometimes for some of you, you're not very familiar with so much extension and you want to pull your legs into your chest and, you know, like stretch out again. Please refrain from doing that because it works against you. Okay, so we're recruiting the extensors in the back. And they're not really tight, they're just actually working. And that can be an experience when we've been lazy back there of them feeling tight because you have a bigger arch in your back. But they're not tight, it's just that you're actually working the extensors correctly. So just become aware of that. Okay, let's go back onto your stomach. Interlace your hands behind your head. We're going to start with the right side again, and we're going to bring your leg into it. So same movement of lifting the right elbow, watching with your head and your eyes, bending your right knee along the floor, sliding it up along the side, which will help with the lower back extension. So lift the right elbow, turn your face, draw the right leg up. And again, let your right foot and lower leg be relaxed. So lift the elbow, look at it, and then draw the leg up. That's it. If you want to try, if that feels impossible, change the order. So if you want to draw the leg up first, then lift the elbow. So that's a nice variation for you to explore that sit with yourself. Good. Okay, pause for a moment on your stomach. Just pause and rest. And now we're going to go to the left side, doing the same thing on the left side. So again, let's start with the elbow, looking at the left elbow, your face, lifting it towards the ceiling, then sliding up the left knee. And then in a moment, we can change that. That's it. And then again, always being aware of, is one side easier or more familiar than the other? Is one leg easier to draw up or one elbow? Right? So that provides you, that awareness provides you information. So any part of you that feels easier, there's greater ease when you're doing the movement, means it's more familiar. It means you do it more often. And we all have favoritisms. That's just normal and natural. No one is balanced or even. That's why I'm not sure why we work towards that, because it just doesn't occur. That's it. So once do the leg first, once do the elbow first. Just a couple more times before we'll take a break. That's it. Okay, and let's roll over onto your back and let's rest. And again, refrain from bringing your legs into your chest. Rest with your legs your arms long down by your side. Feeling that extension. Okay, let's roll back over onto your stomach. This time, position your hands next to your head, like bent in right angles. And let's start with your forehead down to begin with. That's it, Bonnie. Legs are long again, letting the top of the feet open up. Okay, and we're gonna start just with one leg at a time. So we're going to bend now the right knee so the right foot comes to the ceiling. Okay? And you're going to think about, as you push the right hip into the floor, and you're going to float up the right knee, and the right foot starts to go over to the left. Right? So it's like you're almost like starting to kick the leg behind you. Up to the ceiling and slightly over to the left. Right? And we did this last week. For those of you that weren't here. And this is beginning the lower part, right, of the spinal rotation. So up and over. So the hip pushes down, the knee floats up, and then the knee and foot start to move over to the left. And you want to feel in your spine this rotation from your lower back, like where the belly button area is, up in between the shoulder blades. So some of you are kind of more gingerly going at it, which is fine. But try a little bit more. Imagine that eventually that right foot would kick the left wall. Right? So it means that your right knee has to cross the midline behind you. The right knee crosses, lift even higher, behind the left leg. How do you bring that right leg behind the left, right? Way over. So if you're a runner, if you pause in this position for a moment, that's a runner's stride. And we discussed this last week. That's when you're using your feet and your hips correctly, striding, and not lifting your knees to walk. That's it. Come back, pause. You can turn your head to a side and just rest on your belly. Legs long. Okay, we'll try the other side. Bring your forehead back to the center. Bend the left knee so the left foot is up towards the ceiling, excuse me. Again, you first think of the left hip pushing down, letting the left knee float up and then over to the right as if your foot would kick into the right wall. So again, immediately you start to sense and ask yourself the questions. How is it this side? Is it easier for this hip to open up? Easier to kick back? Does it feel lighter? Right? So does that mean that the spinal rotation in your lower back is easier on this side? That's it. Come back again. Let's pause and rest again on your tummy. And then once again, bring your forehead down. There you go. And this time you're going to bend both knees up. So both feet are towards the ceiling. And let's start with first the right leg kicking behind you. Hip comes down, leg behind. Come back to the center and then do the left. So we're going to alternate once to the right, once to the left. Right? And so whatever leg you're kicking behind you, right? I use that word, behind. So when you're kicking with the right foot, it's the right knee that moves behind the left leg, right? When you kick the left, it's the left knee that's moving behind the right leg. That's it. And go back and forth, more and more, really keeping your belly and your hips forward. So you just roll through your belly, right? So it's a really smooth, beautiful, very smooth, elegant transition. So when we go back and forth like this, the two sides start to feel more and more similar, right? Things always become similar, never even, but similar. Yeah, and so for some of you, you don't need to think kicking up so much as behind you, right? I want a really nice twist in the spine. And can you feel that twist all the way in between your shoulder blades? Right? Really, really kick the leg behind you. How much can you open that hip? Right? I know, right? So the more you kick the leg behind, the more you can roll through your hips and belly, and it feels very comfortable and fluid and soft. If there's tension in the hips, it feels clunky. Beautiful. Let it go, roll onto your backs, and rest. Remember, legs long, arms long. Take in what this extension and rotation is doing for you. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, let's go back over onto your stomach again. Hands in the same position, and this time you're going to turn your head to the right so your left ear's on the ground. There you go. And then you're actually going to bring the elbows up into the air. So it's kind of like a push-up position. So find that position. Face to the right. Okay. Face to the right, Bonnie. Elbows up in the air. There you go. Bring your hands. That's right. Like if you were going to do a push-up, right? There you go. Okay. Bend the knees. Knees are bent. And now glue the knees together and the feet. Bring them together. So you're going to take both of the legs together now to the left. Like you're kicking both feet over to the left. That's it. Twisting behind you. That's it. And in the beginning, you just are looking towards your right arm. We're eventually going to add in lifting your head, but not yet. So interesting. So kick the legs behind you, and you can let that right one continue to slide further behind you to open up your hip. So some of you keeping your legs together got real tight in the hips. What's that about? Just because your legs are together doesn't mean that's it. They can separate once you start to kick behind you, right? So kick and the right knee behind you. Let go of that's it. Kick it behind you. The only reason I said to bring them together so they both would tilt, but then you guys all started clenching. I didn't say clench. There you go. Now, as you take the legs over, so Bonnie kicked the right leg behind. Just focus on kicking that leg behind. Focus on opening that hip. But the left leg goes along for the ride too, okay? Got it? No, Bonnie, kick. I want the right knee behind the left. I want the right knee behind the left. More. And in the air. Don't relax it. Kick it. Kick. That's the idea. Kick. Kick. Now, as you kick the right leg behind you, lift your head to look over your right shoulder. That's it. Kick. Lift. Look. Kick that knee behind you, Ann. Right? So the right knee has to go behind the left. There you go. Okay. Let it go. Roll onto your backs and rest. What'd you do this weekend? Run a marathon or something?
No.
You're grunting and groaning over here? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
What?
I'm working hard here. That's why I'm grunting and burning.
I know.
Making noises.
Well, so extensors, right, they really fire, they're the big muscles. And it is a lot of work. And that's why most of us refrain from doing it.
Yeah.
And we walk bent over. Wonderful. Well, I mentioned last week, this is why kind of we'll say the elderly group likes to come to Park City where there's mountains because hiking and skiing and all those things are bending the knees and you don't have to use the extensors. But we're just way over tight in our hip flexors and then people end up with knee surgeries left and right. Okay, let's go back onto your tummy. Bring the arms into the push-up position. Let's turn your face to the left. So that means the right ear is down. Bend both knees. Let's just scratch the idea that they're together because that confused you. So I apologize. Okay, knees are up, slightly spread apart. You're going to kick that left leg, first of all, behind you, right? That's it. and just get this rotation in the lower back. That's it. So I want that left knee even beyond your left buttock, right? How much can you kick it back? That's it. And you're looking at your left elbow, and then we're eventually going to lift your head to look over the left shoulder, right? So you're going to weave that in together. That's it. So how do you tilt, kick, and lift your head to look? Much better, Bonnie. That's it. Okay, so let's just continue a little longer. Let's see if you can alternate, right? So you once kick the left leg behind, look over the left shoulder, come back to center, turn your face to the right, and kick that leg behind you, right? So again, you're looking for greater smoothness and symmetry, remembering they will never be even, but the fluidity gets more even, more similar, right? The ease starts to show up. Nice, okay. Come back, roll over onto your back, and rest. So, Anne, did your dog appreciate you thinking of me?
She didn't say.
Because you probably walked faster.
No, she doesn't like to walk fast.
Yeah.
She's a little dog.
Mine's a little dog, too. Oh, God, what she did this morning. A dead bird.
Uh-huh.
I had to scoop it out of her throat.
Oh,
I know. Oh, it was either that or an expensive vet bill, right? So you get it out. Well, yeah, so what you could play with, Anne, is encouraging her to go a little faster, right? I mean, I really walk Stella, you know? And I know when she pulls over, you know, she's going to do her business, but then there's no stopping to sniff with other dogs. And yeah, even though she has a boyfriend. Oh my God, you guys, it is a riot. No, seriously. So these people moved into the neighborhood. I'll let you take a long rest here. And they have a German Shepherd that's, we'll say, a puppy, and it probably weighs as much as me. It's the largest German Shepherd I've ever seen. Right, just a huge German Shepherd. And these two are absolute, and so Stella Bella, right, is just this teeny tiny little thing. And this huge German Shepherd, huge. And they're, this German Shepherd is so strong, and this man, John, is really built, right? And he can barely manage this German Shepherd. And they just, you've never seen anything like it. They are just crazy for each other. Stella just, she pulls me on the leash. She wants, right? So today we got kind of close and he kind of almost like snipped at her, but was more to play with her, right? They want to play. But he told me today, like we keep our distance. We kind of keep the distance from where I am to the door because he's so big and powerful, right? And he, this dog is just, he's saliving. He's out of his mind over Stella. And she's crazy about him. It's the cute, right?
Yeah, they do get friends.
I mean, they're just, well, he said it's so bad in the house. He smells her from the house. He runs through the house to look out the window, and they go to the window, and he said, first they didn't know what for, and he said it was because Stella's out on the road. She's all the way down on the road. And he senses her. I mean, that gives you an idea there, how acute, right there, right? He goes, we didn't know why he was just bolting across the room, and then we looked out, and it was Stella. So So they're mad about each other, the big and the little. It is just, it's like, I think they're so, they must have a sense that they're so different from one another, right? They're so intrigued. It's just the cutest thing you've ever seen. Oh my God. But yeah, she just, so, and she can act, dogs can act like, I'm walking lazy. When then there's something that they're interested in, they'll practically pull you over,
yeah.
Right? Okay, back onto your stomachs. I know, isn't that a cute story? They were just out of their minds today. The ears are going, the tails are up. They're both panting. Okay, hands back up in the push-up position. Okay, let's turn your face to the right so the left ear's down, and we're just gonna focus this way, okay? Bend the knees. Okay, so we're gonna continue. Your focus is kicking that right leg behind you. Remember behind, because you're now gonna bring it to the floor, right? It's gonna touch behind the left knee. And as you're doing that, you're pushing up to look over your right shoulder, lifting your upper body to sit to face the front of the room, right? So you're gonna remove the left hand, or sorry, you're gonna remove the right hand, excuse me, from the floor. Kick the right leg, place it on the floor. As soon as you place it on the floor, that hand comes up. And now you want to go back down. So you weight bear and load on the left hand and belly. Get that belly and hips down. No, 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 Bonnie, you don't do that. Not that with the right hand. You roll through your belly. Roll through that belly. The more you push the hips and belly forward and your chest, you just roll back down. There's no kerplunking. There's no dropping down onto the hip. It's controlled. That's it, Anne. That's it. Now, kick the leg. I want the right leg resting behind the left. Okay, beautiful. Not on top, resting behind. No, the knee behind. Sorry, you didn't understand. Do what you were doing before. Not the foot, the leg. Yes, the leg, side sit. But I don't want you leaning back on that arm. Side, thank you. God, are we lazy, right? Any excuse to not use your extensors. Go back down. Now, find your power. This is running. Kick the leg behind you. Let the leg pull your upper trunk up to sit. Find the power. That's beautiful. Find the ease. Who needs hands, right? That's it, push that, that's better. Even more, really kick, 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 up, remove this hand. Don't lean on it, that's it. So find what you do in your glute and your extensors to lift that left hand then away from the floor. You don't need it. And then if you keep the extensors fired, you go back to the floor without hardly using your hands. Okay, Bonnie, big time work for you here. You get that leg kicked behind you. Quit cheating. More. No, you're like this. You're still bent in. I want this. This. Look at that. See, my knee moves behind the other leg. Not this. More. Get off that arm back there. Up. Yes, you can. Don't say you can't. It's not a vocabulary word in Feldenkrais classes. Can't. It's maybe not available yet. Now, faster. Have fun with it. It's not that much work. It's invigorating. That's better, Bonnie. Get off that arm. You're getting there. Beautiful, Anne. Okay, just a couple more times, you guys. One or two more times. Enjoy it. Beautiful. Okay. Go down, let's rest on your backs. Yeah, so Stella Bell, she was out of her mind, and she loves walking by. Rocky's his name. And he's like Rocky, he's like Rocky Balboa. This dog is like, oh my God. He has the biggest, you know, those huge German Shepherd ears. I mean, God, he's huge. He's probably weighs seriously close to me or more. I mean, he is just the biggest German Shepherd. And he just is out of his mind for little Stella Bella. She's maybe like a Scooby snack. Oh my goodness. I just loved what he told me today. I can see this German Shepherd knocking over furniture. You know, the tail is so big and heavy and racing through the house. Okay, back onto your tummy. Face to the left. Bend the legs. Elbows up in the air. Okay, so you're going to kick that left leg behind. Kick it behind. Bring it behind the right. Start to look over the left shoulder. Both legs bend. That's right. It's called side sitting. And that's it, Anne, but even more. Find how that the left knee kicking behind you pulls your upper body up. You're doing better, Bonnie. Get off the arms, right? Find how you really don't need to use the arms. They become obsolete. You're doing great, Anne. You've made huge strides in 1 week. Right, so we really discussed last week that the feet, the hamstrings having these cramps are all tied in to weakness of extensors and overusing your hip flexors. Did you hear that, Bonnie?
Yeah.
You're in that category. Right? And it's because what do? We hike, we ski. I don't know, we do the 60 and older sports. Right? We need to be walking. In some ways, people are better off in cities. Walking on sidewalks. Because they're not lifting. They're striding. Okay? We think that we're better off, but we're really not. We get really crippled here. That's it. Okay, come back. Let's rest again for a moment. Roll over onto your back and rest. Let's feel those extensors, and then we're just going to do one more. Set. Do not bring the knees into the chest. Don't cave in to those hip flexors. Those puppies need stretched out, opened up. You should have a beautiful, nice arch in your back now. And it feels awesome. Right? So part of this lesson, too, is developing strength. You're getting these extensors to be stronger, which creates power. It's also better for your digestion. You're not all bent over and compressing your poor intestines. Okay, one more time on your tummy. Let's start with your face to the right, both arms up in the push-up position, both legs up. Okay, so you're going to kick that right leg behind, spiral up sitting to the right, roll down through the stomach and go up to the left. And your goal is to roll through those hips and eventually hardly use the hands at all. You eliminate barely any contact just for a brief moment because you roll through the hips. You don't have to go so cautious. What's the cautiousness about? Just push down. And stick the belly and hips out. So for you ladies that have bigger chests, it will be pushing your hips forward and your belly that will protect your chest. If you're worried about that. It's not me either. I love not having a chest.
I'm with you.
It's highly overrated. It looks so uncomfortable.
Especially if you're a runner.
God, yeah.
I used to run.
Yeah. Like it just seems so uncomfortable. That's it. So once to the right, once to the left. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, and let it go and lie on your backs to rest. Yeah, I'm never in my wildest dreams would I think of adding that to me. In fact, over through my career, I've had so many ladies that it's been extremely detrimental because their whole chest and rib cage and spine and shoulder blades locks up. Okay, so legs are long, arms are long, and you're noticing that incredible arch, beautiful extension, right? It's comfortable. And then feel how there's more weight on your shoulders, right? The shoulder blades are back, right? So you bring that attention and awareness back to the four points in your rectangle. And then notice your breath and breathing. And yes, this was a more vigorous lesson, and that makes you feel more alive. Gently and slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and left, and notice the ease and quality in rolling your head now, the smoothness, right? Just how nice that upper part of your spine feels. And then taking your time, roll to a side, and let's have you come to sitting and standing to see how you feel from all this beautiful extension and rotation lesson.